In a previous episode, we talked about the particle no in its attributive function.
Attributive function.
Does that make sense?
Mm.
Okay, good. Anyway, yeah, basically, like, for example, 留学センターの Mizuki です。
Japanese spot 101の Naomi です。
So you are Naomi from Japanese pod 101. But now we're going to talk about no in its possessive form. Where did this show up in today's dialogue?
これはロリーさんのスーツケースですか?
Is this Lori's suitcase? Okay, so in this case, if we're talking about people's possessions, you would say someone, no, and noun, something they own.
Someone, no, item.
So let's break it down again.
これ
This
は
Topic marker.
Lori さん
Miss
の
ず
スーツケース
Suitcase.
です.
The copula.
Ka.
A question marker. And before I said z, and I wasn't referring to bees speaking here, it was the possessive particle like Lori's suitcase. Apostrophe S.
例えば、私のペン。
Naomi sensei's pen.
Eric さんのペン。
My pen. Eric's pen.
Tomoko のペン。
Tomoko's pen.
Hiroshi.のペン。
Hiroshi's pen.
Simple ですね。
It's pretty straightforward, but it's a little bit more flexible, right? You can use not only objects, but ideas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so it's not only with objects, but just as in English, with apostrophe S, you could use abstract things like ideas, statements, anything. So, for example, Hiroshi's idea would be?
Hiroshi の idea.
Naomi-sensei, you just asked me, これはロリさんのスーツケースですか?And that's kind of polite, isn't it?
Ah, そうですね。
I mean, how would you ask me if we were just hanging out on the side of the street and you were my best friend?
これはロリーのスーツケース?
So basically, you omitted the ですか at the end. So that ですか just makes the sentence polite and it doesn't really add any meaning, right?
はい。
But how do people know you're asking a question?
Intonation.
Super important, as I've said in almost every episode. Intonation. Ask that question again.
これはロリーのスーツケース?
Naomi-san, she just took the intonation up at the end. Even though suitcase ends down, she took it back up. Suitcase.
Right.
Actually, I've had so many unanswered questions because of this problem, because of this intonation thing. In the beginning, you know, back in the day,I've asked many questions and had no response because people have thought it was a statement. I've said, like, これはスーツケース? And, like, leave the intonation down at the bottom. And then people would just be like...
Yeah, Eric is talking to himself again.
Yeah, right. It's almost as if I was asking me, wow, is this a suitcase? If I was talking to myself. So, listeners, you guys, newbies, everybody, raise the intonation at the end. No matter what word it is, no matter where the intonation goes, at the end, take it back up and...It'll become a question. That's when you're speaking the casual without the deska at the end. Actually, Naomi-sensei, there's a way to make it even more casual, isn't there?
Omit particle and noun, right?
So you're omitting the actual thing that you're talking about.
Right.
Give it a shot.
これ、ロリの?
You totally didn't even mention what you're talking about, but I assume from the conversation that it's probably pretty obvious, right? You're probably standing in front of a suitcase with Lori.And you're probably pointing at it or looking at it and you're saying, is this yours? Right? And in English, we would say this because we have to say, you know, give an object, right? But in Japanese, you don't even say what it is. So let's break it down. You said,
これ
This
Lori
Lori
No
Apostrophe S This Lori's Of course, it doesn't work in English, but you really shortened it down, didn't you?
はい
And same thing here about the intonation. The no usually has...I mean, it's one syllable. You can't really do anything with it, but always take it up at the end if you're asking a question. これはロリの?
上手ね、エリックさん。
Let's practice what we've learned so far, not just in this lesson, but in the previous lessons. So previously, we learned something は something this. This is this, or this is that, whatever you want to call it. The negation of that.
Something は something じゃないです.
This is not that.
And something は something ですか?
Is this that?
And something は何ですか?
What is something? No, really, what is something? I totally want to know. Anyway, so let's practice a bit. Okay, so for example, a person you've never met came up to you with a huge smile and said,
Konnichiwa, Taro-san.
But you're not Taro. You would say,
Taro janai desu.
And then the person apologized for the mistake, and then you realize that that person was a spitting image of Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
You would say,
Keanu Reeves-san desu ka?
Are you Keanu Reeves? And then the guy said,
Keanu Reeves janai desu. Sokkuri-san desu.
I'm not Keanu Reeves.
And if you don't understand the word Sokkuri-san, you could ask.
How would you ask?
Sokkuri-san wa nan desu ka?
What is Sokkuri-san?
What's Sokkuri-san? Sokkuri-san wa nan desu ka? Spitting image?
His spitting image.